When the days are strange and endless, there's a place that you can go. If you would be generous, well, you could call it a show. Where good ideas come to die in Banwood's flower. It's that buzz you love, that scars you dreaming of. It's the Fuzzy Glove. The star is Andy Bregman, so funny and so smart. And there's Ken, but did I mention Andy Bregman is the star? The king of singers, humor is his superpower. It's that buzz you love, the scars you're dreaming of. It's the Fuzzy Glove.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. I'm Ken, co-host of the Fuzzy Glove Hour. This is a radio stunt program that has inappropriately strong feelings for you. And here is the host of the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Thanks, Kenny.
Andy Bregman. Oh, you sound funny.
Oh, well, I'm supposed to be funny. Isn't that sort of my job?
Did you like the new theme song?
I did very much. Who can we thank for that?
John Dogg. Thank you, John Dogg.
Thank you so much. I had a little mid-60s California surf Beach Boy mamas and papas thing going.
Yeah, it sounded like a TV theme song from 1966 or something.
Yeah, I guess I liked the part about Andy Bregman when they kept saying my name.
They repeated your name, I think, at least 15 times.
I wasn't crazy about the part about Ken.
Well, the music falls every time they said my name. You'll notice that the music fell away.
I wasn't crazy about that part. But the Andy Bregman part, that really, for me, that was very special.
Well, the chorus was Andy, Andy, Andy.
One of my favorite cartoons in the New Yorker years ago, it was a patient in a hospital, and he was completely bandaged up, head to toe, completely bandaged.
Uh-huh.
Except for one eye was not bandaged. And the doctor was looking at him, and the doctor's line was, I don't like the look of that eye.
And how does that pertain?
Well, that was. I reminded myself of that when I said, the only part I didn't like was that part about Ken.
Right. They mentioned my name several times throughout the song.
Yeah, but it was very discreet. And I think, man, great job. I would say that is that's the theme song to beat. That seems pretty great to me. I could live with that.
Should we edit out the Ken part?
No, we're good. I'm
really
good. I'll learn to live with it. You got to be flexible in this life, Ken. You got to be open-minded.
Because actually, I don't think the song would lose anything without those.
No. I'm good. Give me a chance to get used to it.
This is our last pandemic lockdown show. Next week, you're coming back to the studio.
Yeah, I'll get there early so we can have sex.
Okay. Well, I thought we were going to wait to have sex until we actually did a show with an audience at Monty Hall.
Well, that would be our first public sexual encounter.
Okay. All right.
But I've been jonesing for it. I know you've been longing for it.
I've had some fantasies, yes.
You've been now some DJs are back in the building, is that right?
Yes. Some people are back in the building. Some people are in Monty Hall all by their lonesomes, but like five or six people are actually coming back into the main studio.
Now, are DJs wearing, they can't be wearing masks on the air, are they?
No. No, we cover the microphones, but nobody's wearing them. Everybody,
and you scrub down you still scrub down between.
Yeah, we're scrubbing down a little bit. You know, I don't believe in the scrubbing down so much.
I don't
much.
Either. It's like pandemic theater.
Right. We ask people to wash their hands when they come in, and that's, you know, we scrub down sometimes. It's mostly aerosol. You know that.
It's just like George Harrison said.
What did he say? All things must
pass. It's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Here comes the sun. The ice is slowly melting.
Yep. And what is the first thing you're going to do? You're fully vaxxed, so you've been able to...
I'm fully vaxxed. I actually have been on a plane. Beth and I got away. We took advantage of it.
Wow. Where did you go?
We did Arizona. We went to Sedona.
Oh, nice. Perfect for a new age guy such as yourself.
Well, you can hike. It's not a lot of contact with a lot of people. You know, it's a lot of open space. A
lot of yoga classes.
Yeah, you have to avoid those. There's things to avoid. I know what you're saying. But they're easy. You know, they're easy to spot, and
I hear you. No, guys.
You can avoid that stuff pretty easily.
Well, good for you.
Warning, yoga class ahead. You see the signs all over.
And you've gone to movies?
I've been going to movies, yes.
Wow.
I went to movies all during the pandemic because AMC, they were afraid to close their doors. You know, they were teetering on the brink. And so they kept their doors open with a skeleton staff.
Wow.
And so I was going to movies, and I would always be the only one in the theater. One time, stop me if I told you this story before, or rather, try to stop me. But one time I went to an AMC multiplex to see a movie, and I was not only the only guy in the theater, I was the only guy in the multiplex.
Wow.
It was like The Shining. I could just walk around. That was at the peak. I was at the height of it. But it didn't scare me. It didn't scare me off. And now I guess, or I hope, more and more people. I'd hate to lose movie theaters. They were so important in my life.
I know. I would hate to lose movie theaters too. It'd be like we already lost record stores and bookstores.
I know.
That's awful. Yeah, it would be awful if movie theaters really did go away.
But movies are just terrible now. There's no movie to see.
Right. Well, now we're in this weird drought because of all the production that had been canceled. So there's just nothing good coming out now.
Well, I don't know if anything would be. I mean, all this stuff is just either comic book stuff or very violent, you know, revenge fantasy stuff.
Right.
Or
torture porn. Yeah.
It's just there's nothing for adults. It's all for adults, nothing for adults.
And there's nothing for people like you either.
And there's nothing for people, the in-betweeners like me.
Yeah,
the people that are living their fourth childhood. I just go from childhood to childhood.
I can't. I'm going to be fully vaxxed on Sunday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, that'll be 3 weeks past my second shot. Yeah, I had my second shot like 2.5 weeks ago.
3 weeks? I thought the conventional wisdom was 10 days. Oh, you're being very conservative.
Yeah, I'm being very conservative.
Yeah.
I'm saying 3 weeks.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah. Good. And you know who got vaccinated today? My 16-year-old daughter.
Mom. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. Such a relief.
So they're vaccinating 16-year-olds. I didn't even know
that. I think
it's
16 and up. Pfizer has been tested on teenagers, so
wow,
and has been given the go-ahead. Yeah. So here comes the sun, baby.
I hope so.
This will just be one of those weird trivia questions in some history book someday.
Yeah. Are you really counting on it to be completely over now? I see.
Well, in 2 years, I mean...
Well, in two years.
I mean, it'll be gradual, but, you know, the flu before the pandemic, before COVID, the flu was killing 200 people a day. I mean, your life is never risk-free.
True.
So we'll get there.
But the flu doesn't screw you up for the rest of your life if you survive it, which COVID can do.
But are you advocating keeping masks on for the rest of your natural life?
No. I'm not advocating. I'm not advocating anything.
Always be COVID. There'll always be variant number 607 or 608.
Yeah.
It's always going to be there in the world. So you just have to accept a little risk, buddy. And listen, when I see you in person next week, I'm going to give you a big hug.
Yeah.
And I'll explain all this to you. It's going to be okay. Until I get there, you just keep playing Here Comes the Sun over and over.
Gotcha. We'll do that.
That's the best therapy there is.
We'll do that. We'll keep.
Would you agree it's the best Beatle track ever?
No.
I agree with you. It is. It's the best Beatle track.
Here Comes the Sun?
Yeah, that's the best Beatle track.
No. It's a George song, right?
Perfect. Well, of course it's a George song.
Yeah, it's not even my favorite George song.
Oh, Ken. Then I'm going to give you two hugs next week. You don't know what the hell you're saying.
Just
you're
don't
delirious.
Stick your tongue in my mouth. That's all I ask.
You're delirious. Ken, you can listen to the Beatles. You can enjoy the Beatles, but don't form any opinions about them. Until you talk to me.
I enjoy
you're gonna get Ken, you're going to get it wrong. You're going to be wrong on these things. Just talk to me first.
There's no wrong. I like.
You're just embarrassing yourself and your little dinky radio station.
I like what I like. Everybody's allowed to like what they like.
Oh, Ken, I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. You should just play back some of these things you say.
So you think that objectively, Here Comes the Sun is the best Beatles song?
It is. Ken, yeah. I was born, and it's actually, I can't take credit for it. It's just an accident of birth. I was born with perfect musical taste.
I forgot about that. Damn, okay. I forgot.
So when it's true. Every song that I like is actually a great song.
Oh man, I mean, but that must have been.
I mean, there's no exceptions.
What was it like growing up with perfect musical taste?
People resented me. I was alone an awful lot.
I bet. I bet people.
There might have been other reasons for that. Hey, but we have a great show tonight.
Do we?
No.
No, we don't.
No, don't. Man, you just don't get my sense of humor at all. Don't you know what that means? When I say we have a great show?
Yeah.
It means I'm really scared.
Yeah, I know that you're really scared.
I'll do anything to avoid it.
Yeah, well, that's why you asked me at 10 to 6, what are we doing again?
No, we have a great show, and it's going to be a game show. You have prizes. It's a real trivia quiz. You have done a little research. You've actually written a bunch of questions to ask.
I have. Yep.
On four or five different subjects, and you have prizes to give out.
We're going to give out WFMU T-shirts to all the winners.
And the contest will be between me and the wives of any listener, any guy that's listening. If they have the guts, they can call and put their wife on the phone. It'll be me against your wife. I think I'm smarter than your wife. And if your wife does answer these questions correctly, two out of three questions, you'll get a T-shirt.
She'll get a T-shirt.
No, the husband gets a T-shirt. The wife is playing for the husband. It's so the husband's. The husbands are...
So the wife is playing on behalf of the husband.
Well, sure. I'm smarter than your wife. Yeah, if a husband has the guts, to put the wife on, the husband can get a T-shirt, and we congratulate the husband.
And what about
the smart wife?
And what about single women? Are they allowed to play?
No, this is just for, single women when they get married. Maybe next year if we do it again, they'll be eligible.
But tonight you're not allowing them to play.
Yeah, I think I'm smarter than your wife. I'm challenging you. You guys out there, I'm challenging you. I'm saying this right to your face. I believe I'm smarter than your wife.
Why are you? Why don't you?
If you want to step up, if you have the guts, dial the phone and put your wife on the phone.
Why don't you address the wives? Why are you addressing?
I'll be playing against them, but I'm playing. But they're playing on behalf of their husbands.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I think we might have a contestant. Hi, you're
okay.
On.
What number should people call?
They should call 201-209-9368. That's a brand new phone number. 201-209-9368.
Right. And I believe I'm smarter than your wife. And if I'm wrong, and your wife can answer two out of three questions before me, you'll get a T-shirt. So give us a call, you guys out there, 201-209-9368 if your wives are home and you think your wife can.
Why don't you just tell the wives to call? They don't.
That's just not how it works, Ken. That's not how society works.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, how would you like to win a T-shirt?
I'd love to.
An FMU T-shirt. What size are you? Might as well tell us before we begin.
A large.
Okay, you're playing for a large T-shirt. Ken will send it to you if your wife can beat me 2 out of 3 trivia questions. Is your wife there?
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, well, then we can't play. That.
Sorry, can't play.
Yeah.
Can you get married? Oh, can you get married real quick and call back?
I am married, but my wife's not with me.
Well, if she gets home before 7 o'clock, we're in business. Look, the criteria is very simple. It's not that complicated. If your wife is home and you think she's up to it, give us a call, 201-209-9368.
I just don't understand why.
Maybe your wife can win you a T-shirt.
Okay, so you asked.
And then I will say this. If I'm beating any wife out there, I expect a T-shirt next week when I come to the station.
Okay. Yeah, you haven't pilfered any T-shirts from the free T-shirt room for over a year now.
It must be overflowing with new T-shirts.
Here are the trivia categories for tonight's contest. Pretty hats.
Pretty what?
Pretty hats.
Oh, fantastic.
Pretty hats.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a great category, Ken.
Yeah, pretty hats throughout history.
Yes. Women will love that category. Yeah. And they might even have a little advantage.
Suffragette City.
Oh, now I'm in trouble.
You know, suffragettes, women.
I was sick that day in eighth grade.
Women getting the vote. I didn't want to make all the questions.
Very controversial.
I didn't want to make all the questions female-centric. So okay. I have a men's category here. Male pattern baldness.
Do you really have trivia questions about male pattern baldness?
I do, yes.
Well, that's great. Well, maybe I'll have an inside track on that one.
And then also something everybody can get behind, sports and movies also.
Well, sports, I'm actually pretty helpless.
Yeah. So well, pretty,
movies,
pretty
I've
hats.
Seen a number of movies in my life. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Steve, also Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve, thanks for calling. Hey, Steve, we're playing for a T-shirt. What size T-shirt would you like us to send you?
Well, I wear a large.
Okay, that's good enough. We're playing for your T-shirt, and who will be playing for you tonight, Steve?
What is your wife's name?
Wait, what is her name?
My wife will be playing.
Steve said his wife will be playing in his place tonight.
Well, okay, if that's how you want to phrase it, but that's good enough. What is her name, Steve?
Her name is Jennifer.
Perfect. All right. Why don't you hand the phone to Jennifer?
Okay. Here you go.
Let me just say, good luck to you, Steve. Best
Hi,
of luck.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, is Steve a little nervous?
I don't know. I'm not really sure what's going on right now. I'm making dinner, and he just handed me the phone.
Okay. Well, we're playing. Jennifer.
Steve thinks he married a pretty smart gal.
Oh, did he now?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. In fact, he thinks the gal he married is smarter than me. A 66-year-old man. Smarter than a 66-year-old man. That's what he thinks.
He's probably right.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah. We're going to ask 3 questions, but Jennifer, you and I have to answer these questions very quickly. We have to be sure no one's Googling anything. So how does this work, Ken? You'll ask a question, and then we just say the word buzz?
Yeah, you say the word buzz, and Jennifer gets to pick the first category. Andy picks the second category, and if we're tied at that point, then I pick the third category. Okay?
Okay.
So, yes. Jennifer, the categories are pretty hats throughout history, male pattern baldness, suffragette city, sports, and movies.
Well,
I'm not that good with the sports, but I'm better with the movies than any of the other things that you mentioned.
Okay.
So we'll go with sports and movies.
Okay. So I'm going to read the first.
And before you begin, let me say once again, good luck, Steve.
Okay. So remember, if you know the answer, you just say the word buzz. Dana Owens is the given name of this rapper turned actress who won high praise in the movie Chicago.
Buzz.
Oh, go ahead, Jennifer.
Lil' Kim?
No.
Oh, I think that was Moulin Rouge or something.
Okay, well, I don't... Wait, in the movie Chicago?
Yeah, in the film version of Chicago.
Well, I'm familiar with it. It has that Catherine Zeta-Jones, but they're not rappers.
Well, oh, it's a rapper.
Was a rapper. Oh, Queen Latifah was in it, I think.
A rapper turned actress, and Queen Latifah is correct.
Oh.
Damn you, Andy. Damn you, Andy.
Okay, it's okay. Look, Steve is trying his best.
Okay, so Andy, you get to pick the second category.
Listen, tell Steve not to get worried. That was only the first question. And go ahead, Jennifer, tell your husband there's two questions to go. Don't give up. Tell him not to despair.
Steve, don't give up. I don't know.
Okay, here we go. So it's I'm going to go with...
don't give up.
I'm going to go with male pattern baldness, and unfortunately, I'm sort of... I've had some experience with that topic.
Ah, okay.
Did you really find questions about bald men?
Yes.
Okay, ready to go.
Okay, and don't forget, Jennifer, you can yell buzz first, even though it's Andy's choice. So whoever knows the question, yell buzz first. Which of these is not a medicine for male pattern baldness? Minoxidil, cyclobenzaprine, or finasteride? Which of these is not a medicine for male pattern baldness? Minoxidil, cyclobenzaprine, or finasteride?
I'm going to buzz again because that.
Buzz. Okay, Jennifer buzzed. Yeah, which one?
Cyclobenzaprine?
Yes, Jennifer ties the game. All right, Jennifer, way to go.
Let me just hit pause for a second. That's the greatest quiz show question I've ever heard in my life.
What is cyclobenzaprine?
That's a work of art.
Cyclobenzaprine is a muscle relaxant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so now...
Well, first off, wait, congratulations, Steve. So now it's tied.
Congratulations, Steve.
Yeah, well, Steve's wife is doing great.
Okay, so here's... I'm going to pick the tiebreaker question, and it comes from...
Okay, so the winner of this question gets the T-shirt.
Right.
Will it be Steve or will it be Andy? Well,
I mean, Jennifer's playing. Jennifer's the one playing.
For Steve.
Okay, I have a T-shirt. Fine.
Okay, this is from the pretty hats category.
Oh, dear God.
How would you describe the hat that Audrey Hepburn wore in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Buzz?
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Is it a pillbox hat?
No.
Oh. I figured it was the most popular hat.
That's a great guess.
Yeah,
I am just, I just don't know fashion. I can sort of picture it.
Yeah, can you put the picture into words? Use your words. Use your words, Andy.
I just can't.
Okay.
I just can't. This is actually, I'm sure you've got to give me this. I know I'm being pretty snotty and subversive, but you got to admit this, that most women would get this before most men.
Oh, no, I don't think so at all. Absolutely
not. I don't really wear hats.
What is the answer?
Men like pretty hats more than women do, I think, really. It's
I've met a man who did like pretty hats. You're right.
It's a black wide brim hat.
What the hell? That's the name of the style?
It's a wide brim. It's a wide brim hat, very wide brim, and it's black.
Oh, now I know the hat that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess so. Yeah, but that's
a nice
not.
Curl necklace.
That doesn't sound like the name of a type of hat.
Well, it's not the name of a type of hat. It's a description of a hat. I asked for you to describe the hat. And if you had said black, if you had even said black, I would have counted that.
Dear God. Okay. All right. I think your male pattern baldness question was still my favorite.
Well, we still have more male pattern baldness questions.
Well,
so,
I guess
so it's a tie.
Neither Jennifer or I guess, are going home with a T-shirt.
Yeah, but thank you for playing, Jennifer.
Well, no, hold on. Let me talk to Steve
guys
for a minute. Because he's probably kind of...
Had a great time on the... Fuzzy Glove Hour?
Yeah, it's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Thank you for playing.
Well,
thank
wait, hold
you
on. You're
tough.
Not even talking to Steve.
Nice.
Where's Steve?
Why do you want to talk
Steve's
to Steve?
Oh, well, put Steve on. Wait, Steve left?
No, I'm right here. Can you believe
Steve,
she
I'm
did
so
that
sorry.
Pregnant while making
I'm so
dinner?
Sorry, brother. It just didn't work out this time.
It's okay.
But your wife did a great job. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Your wife was wonderful.
Yeah, she tied you.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can I say?
You did great. And if we do this again, we hope to hear from you again next year.
Well, thanks, you know, Steve. She's pregnant and making dinner. So.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, Steve. You married very
well. All right.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jennifer. All right, there's round one of your little game. And what are you calling this little game of yours?
Is Andy smarter than your wife?
Okay. Is Andy smarter than your wife? All right, so we're ready for our second.
201-209-9368. Put your wife on the phone.
We're ready for our second contestant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for calling. Is your wife in the house?
Yes.
I'd love to see if she could win you a T-shirt or something.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Dan? Very nice to meet you, Dan's wife. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
What's your name?
I'm Nita.
What is your name?
Nita.
Nita. Hi.
Nita.
R-I-S-A.
R-I-S-A. Risa.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, Risa, that's actually my sister's name.
What are the chances of that, Andy? You don't have to lie.
Why would I lie about that? If I was going to make something up, it would certainly be funnier than that.
Risa is actually Andy's sister's name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name. Tell Dan congratulations on the on his wife's beautiful name.
Yeah.
His wife has a beautiful name, and. And what size T-shirt does Dan wear? Does your husband wear? Because if you win this round, you will send him a T-shirt.
But Risa might want the T-shirt also.
Well, but that's up to Dan. If Dan wants to share the T-shirt, he's every right to do that. Maybe your husband will let you wear the T-shirt. Isn't that great, Risa? That's fantastic. I bet he will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a feeling, Ken, he will.
I would think he would, yeah.
I just have a good feeling about him. I bet he's that kind of husband.
What was that?
I couldn't hear it.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, Risa, you just say Buzz, I know the answer, and then you answer the question. Okay, we're ready to go?
Okay, Risa, I have five categories. You get to pick the first category, and if you know the answer, you just say the word Buzz. The categories are pretty hats throughout history.
Pretty hats,
yeah. Pretty.
You know, like the kind that girls wear.
Like an Easter bonnet, you know, or...
I bet the answer is Easter bonnet. I bet, Ken, you just slipped up.
So anyway, that's the first category, pretty hats. The second category is male baldness. The third is called Suffragette City. It's about women getting the right to vote. The fourth is sports, and then there's movies. So you get to pick any one of those categories.
I've never seen a category that combines
pretty
sports.
Okay, pretty hats.
Here we go. Okay, now Risa has a real advantage on this one.
Okay,
she might be wearing a pretty hat right now.
All right, I'm going to ask the question, and then Risa, if you know it, you just say the word Buzz, and you get to answer first.
Okay.
Which person's signature hat can be described this way: an asymmetrical top, short brim, and a jaunty flourish like lace, feathers, or a giant flower?
Do you mean it's a celebrity? It's an actress?
It's a famous person, yeah. And Risa said Buzz. Go ahead, Risa.
Buzz.
Go ahead. What's the answer?
Queen Buzz.
Huh? What's that?
Queen.
The Queen, yeah, Queen Elizabeth. That's right. And Risa gets a point.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was a real hat question.
Yeah. And Risa is winning. 1-0.
Oh my God. Well, okay, Dan, congratulations. Dan must be thrilled.
Andy, you get to pick.
Ben.
Ben. Yeah, is it Ben?
My husband's name is Ben.
Ben. Okay.
Okay, I misunderstood. Okay.
Yeah, Ben. Okay. Yuppie.
Well, Ben's a good name, but it's not as good a name as Risa.
I think they're both fine names, Ken. We can't get into which is a better name. We'll be here all day. All right, Ken, let's go. I've never heard a category that is just so general and weird as sports and movies.
Okay. So you want sports, or which one do you want?
Oh, you mean I get to choose? Well, why don't you say there are five categories?
Yeah, there's five categories. Yeah, sports is one, and movies is another.
I thought you combined them into one. Well, of course I'll take movies.
Okay, fine.
Movies.
Okay, ready, Risa?
Okay. All right. She wrote the screenplay and starred in Ang Lee's version of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. And I'll give you four choices.
Oh, great.
Julie Andrews.
No.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
No.
Emma Thompson.
Buzz.
Kristen Scott Thomas.
Buzz. Emma Thompson.
Oh, damn you.
Okay.
Emma Thompson is right.
Gotta love that multiple choice stuff, right? Am I right, Ben?
Judy.
Risa, ask your husband if he loves multiple choice questions.
Judy.
You thought it was Julie?
Yeah, no, not Julie.
No, Emma
okay.
Thompson.
Now we're tied.
It's Emma Thompson.
This is for the T-shirt.
Ooh.
This is the tiebreaker. Very exciting.
Okay, I'm going to pick one from the...
I hope I win.
I'm going to pick one from the sports category.
Okay.
Here we go. The 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup was played in six different cities in a very large country. Which country hosted the tournament for the first time and was the winner of Group A? Was it Canada, the United States, or Mexico?
Buzz.
Mexico.
Andy?
Well, I was going to say Mexico.
Oh, you're both wrong. You both said Mexico.
It's Canada. It's
Canada. Canada. Yeah.
Okay, I guess, Risa, neither you nor I. We both, I'm so sorry. It's put Ben
on
the
phone. Yeah, you're not any smarter than Risa, Andy.
No, I'm as smart as Ben's. I'm as smart as Ben's wife. That's what we've learned today.
Well, Risa's smarter than you.
When it comes to the hat the queen wears.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than you.
I think for the questions that really matter, like the pretty hat category, Risa kicked your ass, to be quite honest.
Well done, Risa. And
I think Andy wants to talk to Ben again.
We'll just say yes. I know Ben is disappointed.
Hey,
man, you have nothing to be ashamed of. She did her very, very best.
Yeah, it was a good contest.
It was fantastic. It was neck and neck. It was a real nail biter. I think you should be really proud of her. Tremendous effort.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll get her something nice.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, buy her a pretty hat or something.
Andy, why didn't you say any of those nice things directly to Risa? Why?
Well, Ben will then compliment and reassure Risa.
That's like, how it works. Yeah, it's like right out of the 1950s. You've like stepped out of Mad Men.
I wouldn't presume to come between a husband and a wife and speak directly to the wife.
And now, did you already decide? Are single women allowed to play this game?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. As soon as they're married.
Well, then they're not single women anymore.
Ah, good point. Okay. Made a good point. You've given us a lot to think about. 201-209-9368. I believe I'm smarter than your wife.
How about girlfriend? Would girlfriend count?
Oh, absolutely. As long as they're married.
Same problem as before. Okay. Uh-huh. Hi, you're on the air.
Uh-huh. I see what you're saying.
Oh, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for calling. Why don't you introduce your wife? She's going to be trying to win you a T-shirt.
Okay. Here's my wife, Daisy.
Oh, fantastic!
Hey,
Good
Dad.
Luck, brother. Good luck, Jason. I know Jason Hello? Must be so nervous.
Hi, right Daisy. Now.
Hi.
How's it? How's life being married to Jason? Hello?
Yeah, good question.
What happened?
Pretty piercing question. You really drilled down into that.
We lost him.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we lost him.
Yeah. Wait, can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Sorry, I think I muted. Sorry.
Okay,
I muted it with my
face. Why don't you have Jason hold the phone and operate all the buttons? Because they're very confusing.
Daisy, you're playing for Jason for some reason.
Okay.
And
I think I'm smarter than Jason's wife.
Now, we have five categories. Are you familiar with our categories?
I am.
Okay.
I'm ready for pretty hats.
Okay, so that's
pretty
the first
hats.
Category.
Oh, Jesus.
Pretty hats. Okay.
Oh, all right, Buzz, Carmen Miranda.
There is no question about Carmen Miranda.
Okay,
Andy?
Then I withdraw my buzz. Go ahead.
I lost you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did you say the pretty hat question?
Here's the pretty hat. Here's the pretty hat question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Which female singer was known for wearing a tuxedo and top hat?
Oh, man.
Either one of you can say Buzz.
Buzz.
Did you say Buzz, Daisy?
I'm not sure. I said Buzz.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure she was a singer, but I want to say like Greta Garbo.
Oh, no. No.
Well, that's a great, you know what?
Great
I'm
guess.
Give her that. That's a, she was a singer, and she was known.
Same era. It was Marlena Dietrich.
Oh, then I had the Marlena Dietrich. Oh, man, Daisy, great guess.
Daisy gets the guess. Daisy gets the point. You gave it to her, Andy.
Tell Jason. He'll be so excited.
Yeah, tell Jason. Andy, it's your choice now.
Wait, you're giving her that point?
You gave it to her.
Because Marlena Dietrich is the same person as Greta Garbo?
No, when she said Greta Garbo and we both thought like, oh, that's a really great guess. And you said, I'm giving you that point. You said it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And she wore that in the movie. It was in Germany? Wait.
Most of her big movies were in America. She left.
But the first movie she did that made her a star.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Blazing Saddles?
What?
Blazing Saddles?
No, not Blazing Saddles.
Oh, that was Lily von Stupp.
Yeah. No, Lily von Stupp, I think, was Young Frankenstein.
No, Lily von Stupp was Blazing Saddles, I think. All right, anyway, Andy,
the Blue Angel. Wait, the something
okay,
angel.
The Blue Angel. Cool.
I'm blanking on the name.
Go ahead. Your category, Andy.
Yeah.
Pretty hats, male pattern baldness, suffragette city, sports, or movies?
Well, movies is my strength, so I'll just go for movies.
Oh, God. I didn't make the movie questions hard enough.
Good luck. Good luck, Jason. Jason's wife.
I'll tell him you said that.
Sure.
Mexican artist Frida Kahlo was portrayed by this actress in 2002.
Oh, Buzz.
Go ahead, Daisy.
Penelope Cruz.
Yes! All right, Daisy has won!
Yeah.
Daisy.
Oh, Jason's going to be so proud.
Jason's getting a t-shirt. What size t-shirt is Jason?
I'm going to name her baby Andy if it's a boy. I'm that excited.
I'm really very proud of Jason. He married very, very well.
Well, what about Daisy?
Yeah. Put Jason on the phone. Let me congratulate him.
Why don't you congratulate Daisy?
One second.
I will. That's up to
Jason. No, Jason needs it.
Yeah, Jason.
You know, men
needs
and their egos.
Yeah.
All right. I'm putting him on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, congratulations, brother. Your wife kicked ass. She just won you a t-shirt.
Awesome. I'm just in the kitchen cooking here, and I was listening to the show.
Yeah, good job, Jason.
Fantastic. You know, you can now that the game part of the game is over, she can resume the cooking. You can just hand her the spatula.
Maybe she was playing trivia games before she called us. Maybe that's just what she does.
Anyway, Jason, what size T-shirt do you wear?
Medium.
Perfect. And all you have to do is contact Ken after the show.
Yeah, Jason, email me, ken@wfmu.org, and I'll send you your medium t-shirt.
All right, I'll do that.
All right,
give your wife, Daisy, something kind of special tonight, maybe an extra dessert or something, because she did a fantastic job.
Yeah, well, she almost burned the mushrooms, though. So.
Well, you can give her the shirt if you want to, since she's the one who won.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed to let her borrow the shirt. That's up to you, 100%.
I believe he can give her the shirt. It's his to give away.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're nuts.
Right. You're putting a permanent deed on the shirt so he can't give it away.
But then she'll be expecting other things. You know, it's a slippery slope. It's a can of worms.
Yeah, I think that's a real edge case. I wouldn't worry too much.
I wouldn't even give my wife the can of worms that I just referenced.
What if it was a can of beans? Would you give her that?
Yeah, you could hand me down a can of beans.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Daisy.
So it's Andy versus your wife. I think I'm smarter.
Oh, you haven't won yet. You haven't won a single round. You realize that, right?
I know.
You've tied two rounds, and you lost one round. Are you ready to play again?
Sure.
We're going to have to retire some of these categories soon. Well, we're doing okay. We should make it.
I do love that you spent a little time.
Hey, hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Rabia. I'm calling from San Francisco, and I'm listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you for that last answer, it was incorrect.
Oh, which question?
The question about who played Frida Kahlo in 2002. Frida Kahlo movie?
It was.
Oh, yes. Who was it?
It wasn't Penelope Cruz?
No, it's Selma Hayek.
It was Selma Hayek?
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Call Jason back. We got to get Jason on the phone. Thank you so much.
Man, thanks for letting us know.
It takes a village to produce a game show. That's what we've just learned.
Yes, it does take a village. I mean, we're just taking her word for it.
No.
But she sounded very authoritative.
Oh, that Daisy. She was clever. She was insidious.
Would you like me to check? Should we decide? Should we go by IMDb?
Oh, I believe it was Selma Hayek. Come on, call Jason back.
I can't.
I'll go one more question with Daisy. Jason and Daisy, call me back. You want that T-shirt? We have to go to extra innings.
Going by, yes, it was Selma Hayek.
Yeah, there's a flag on the play.
Yep, she was right.
On the play. We're going into overtime.
Okay, but if anybody wants to play another round, is that okay too? Or
whatever you want, Kenny.
Okay.
Whatever you
Thanks.
Want, my friend. You can pretend you're the station manager. It's fun, to pretend.
We're waiting for your call if you would like to play this game. Yeah. What is the game called again, Andy? Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, buddy.
No, you gave it a name.
Jason and Daisy, we have not given up a T-shirt yet. Wait, but Ken, you put these questions together. Didn't you do any research? How were you fooled?
I did not do any fact-checking. Fact-checking is for...
Now I'm ready for the next round.
Fact-checking is for losers, Andy.
Ken, if you, the judge, don't know the correct answers, I have a real advantage now.
Well, I count on the listeners like that woman to correct me.
Ken, how can you write that question and not research the answer?
I don't know if my source was wrong or whether I bold-faced the wrong answer. Either one is possible.
Well, that adds a whole new element of drama and suspense to the game.
Yes, well, you'll notice... That
answers may or may not be right.
Listen, Rabia is our source of truth, or whatever her name was, and she didn't.
We should keep her on the line.
She didn't call to correct any other answers.
Ken. You're doing very well. You're 8 for 9. You're batting really well on these questions.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Aaron in Toronto.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you,
hey,
Ken?
Aaron. Put your husband on. We want to say hi to him.
Well, I want to say hi to Aaron.
Well, no, come on, Ken.
So here's the deal. I don't have a husband, but hear me out. I was introduced to WFMU by a close personal male friend of Andy's. So I think that should count.
Ooh, can I guess who it was?
Yeah. And,
well, the only close personal friend of mine is on the other line. It's Ken.
And it wasn't me.
Then this woman is lying through her teeth.
Remember your good friend Mike in Toronto who helped you so much last week?
Andy can't remember more than like the previous 12 hours.
He helped you answer all those questions.
No, Andy.
Honestly, this is not an exaggeration. I couldn't tell you what I had for lunch today. Mike last week.
You were really anxious for him to call every question. You were like, "Where's Mike? Where's my Canadian?"
Yeah, Mike in Toronto was helping you with Wikispedia last week.
Yes,
Andy.
He was invaluable.
Right.
He is my good
male friend that introduced me to you guys. So I think because you guys are such good friends, you should let me play.
I absolutely think that you should be able to play.
I wish I could agree. I wish this is breaking my heart, and I'm sure Mike would agree. We can't make any exceptions.
Why not?
So here's my other argument for you, then, Andy.
Yes.
Mike is smarter than me, so I'm probably not going to be as good as he was.
Well, I don't know if Mike is smarter than. Well, that's I can't quite follow the logic.
No, Mike is smarter than me.
I will say this.
I'm probably going to get questions wrong, which means
you
win.
I can tell you are you're sharp. You're a great woman. You're going to be married at some point in your life. I hope soon. And
what's that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying. Here's what I'm saying. The minute you're married, the day you're married, you call us back and we will play around with you.
I think you're afraid. I think you're afraid of Aaron. I think you know.
I'm telling you, while the rice is being thrown at the car, while you're hurrying off to your Costa Rica at the airport.
Can I just invite you to the wedding, Andy? And we can just like have a throwdown like as soon as it's done?
On your honeymoon, the minute you're married, it's on, baby. It is on.
All right, I will accept that.
Okay, and so I hope to hear from you soon, and hopefully we'll be invited to the wedding.
I can't.
Until then, I hope everyone else beats you at this game.
Me too.
Let me ask you this: Is Mike single? Your good friend Mike.
That's his business.
Okay, don't let that one get away, honey. don't make the same mistake over and over. You call Mike as soon as we hang up.
He's listening. He knows.
I'm so sorry, Aaron.
You wear a pretty hat.
Thanks,
and you go see your friend Mike. All right, tell Mike hi, and we'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Thanks, Aaron. We have two more pretty hat questions, and we have a bunch of people calling. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dan. My wife is definitely smarter than your guy.
Okay.
Well, Dan,
Andy, this is Dan.
Those are pretty bold words, Dan.
Yes, they are.
Wow, that's a real challenge. All right, I accept your challenge, sir. Put your wife on the phone.
I'm sorry?
Put your wife on the phone, Dan.
I will do that. Okay, hang on.
Wow, that was pretty audacious.
Yeah, this whole premise is... You know that Jeremiah refused to do a newsletter for today's show. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
Here's all I know. I'll never work in show business again.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Margarita.
Hi, Margarita.
Oh, it's Dan's wife. Hi. How are you?
It's Dan's wife, Margarita, Andy.
Yeah, Dan's wife. Hi, very nice to meet you. And,
hi.
You know, you're playing for maybe a T-shirt. You could win Dan a nice T-shirt. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay.
Okay, Margarita, we have five categories. Pretty hats, male pattern baldness, suffragette city, women getting the right to vote, sports, and then the final category is movies. And you get to pick the first category. I'll ask a question, and if you know the answer, you just say the word buzz as soon as you know the answer.
Okay. Is Dan nervous? Is Dan excited?
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. We're ready to play.
Okay, Margarita, what's your first category?
I would pick movies.
Okay, movies.
Okay, now we should tell you in advance, Margarita, that the answer Ken has for this category may or may not be correct.
No, it's probably correct.
It adds a little element of suspense to this. Yeah, so all I'm going to do is yell buzz, yell an answer, and try to convince Ken that I'm right.
Okay, who was the young actress who was...
Buzz! Okay. Mickey Rooney.
Go ahead, Andy. Mickey Rooney's your guess?
What's this?
No, I'm just kidding. Star. All right, go. Go, Ken. Ask your question.
Okay. Who is the young actress who was featured in The Horse Whisperer along with Robert Redford in 1998? And I'll give you some choices, unless anybody wants to yell buzz right now.
Go ahead.
Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Scarlett Johansson.
Maybe.
Lindsay Lohan.
No, I don't
and
think so.
Thora Birch.
Never heard of her.
Buzz.
Oh, nope. Margarita got it. Margarita, who is it?
B.
And who is B?
Scarlett. Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is correct. I say it is correct. And Margarita gets that point.
It may not be true, but it's correct.
Well, it's correct until we're corrected. Until somebody calls us out. I'm going to IMDb again. Fine.
You have to factor in the numbskull judge.
Yeah. You and your fact checking. It just slows everything down.
It makes the quiz shows so much more exciting.
Well, Andy, Andy, I'm sorry to say we are out of movie questions. So you have to choose one of the other four categories.
Okay.
Andy gets to choose the next category, Margarita.
Margarita, what do you think? Do you know a lot about fashion? Maybe about hats?
Male pattern baldness?
Whatever. Or
do you know a lot about bald guys? I'm going to go with bald guys.
Okay. All right. You guys are going to have to be fast about this one.
Nope. Okay.
Because this is a true false.
Okay.
True or false?
Yeah.
Male pattern baldness can only be handed down genetically from the mother.
Buzz.
Okay, Andy, what do you say?
True.
Wrong.
Wait, do I have any
Margarita,
how many,
what would you like to guess?
Wait, how many guesses do I get?
Margarita, that was wrong. Would you like to guess?
Yeah, but don't you get two guesses on every question?
No, each person.
The father.
So you're saying that statement is false, right, Margarita?
So,
yeah.
Oh, wait, how could I not know this? And now the question is it accurate or not?
Oh, it's definitely accurate.
Yeah, definitely.
No, that one, I found that on two or three different sites that all agreed on that one.
You'd think if anybody would know the answer, it would be me.
I accidentally did fact-checking on that one. So, Margarita is victorious.
Hey, let me put Margarita, you just won a T-shirt for your husband.
Congratulations, Margarita.
Put Dan on the phone.
Here I am.
Hey, Dan, congratulations. You just won a T-shirt.
Margarita did great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she did really well. You should buy her like something special tonight or take her out sometime.
Andy, why don't you just congratulate Margarita and send her?
Hey, Dan, may I say, and it's not my place to say, and of course I don't want to intrude into your marriage, but you might let her borrow your T-shirt sometime.
I think I will.
She did a lot of the work to win it.
Congratulate her directly? Here you go, Andy.
Okay. Hey, Margarita.
Yes, hi.
I just want to say Dan did so great in his choice of wife.
How did Margarita do in the contest?
She did. Oh yeah, yeah. You Dan, you really made Dan, you did Dan proud.
She aced you.
Yeah. Okay, Andy. It's okay. I'll take it. I got you.
Okay.
Andy.
Okay. You're the best. Okay. Hey, Dan.
Okay, Dan and Margarita, email me with your address, and I'll send you the T-shirt. It's ken@wfmu.org.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thanks
okay.
So much, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
That was fun.
And then
thanks,
Dan,
Margarita.
When you get the T-shirt, take a picture of it, of you wearing it, but don't send it to us or show it to anyone.
Why is he taking
just
the picture?
Nice. Just for insurance purposes. In case the house burns down. The insurance company might not believe you owned a WFMU T-shirt.
I see. Okay. It all makes sense now.
That's the first thing I would grab if there was if I smelled smoke. What would be the first thing in your house if you smelled smoke? What would you grab?
The dogs.
No, I'm sorry. The first thing. The non-living thing.
First non-living thing?
Yeah.
Damn. My phone?
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I guess for me it would be my mother.
We said non-living thing.
Yeah, exactly. She's up in the attic.
Like in Psycho, you keep your dead mother
she's in a rocking chair.
In the attic.
But I would grab her first. I love her. I wouldn't want her to burn up.
Why don't you give her some kind of proper burial?
Oh, hold on. That's actually a great note. Hold on. Proper.
That's spelled B. B.
I got it. I got it for question mark.
B-U-R.
Question mark. I got it, Ken. Oh, man. I'm so glad we had this talk.
It sounds like it's B-E-R, but it's B-U-R-I-A-L.
That's now near the top of my to-do list. Bury mom.
Okay. Good. I'm glad I could help. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Polly.
Hi, Polly.
Hi.
Hey, Polly. Hey,
Andy. Polly wants to play against you.
I do.
Wait, now what? Where's your husband? Love to say hi to him.
Edgar is out hunting, Andy.
Yes,
and I can't call him back in from the field.
Right, he has to bring home food for the family.
That's right.
I see. So he's the hunter, and you're the gatherer.
You bet, Andy.
She's the homemaker, Andy.
Yeah. Wait, if we can't talk to Edgar, do we have a contest here, Ken?
Yes, Edgar would definitely say okay.
Edgar would let me. That's in fact he
would he? Okay.
His flag at me and said, yes. Yeah,
Holly, wait, is it Holly or Molly?
Polly.
Polly.
Okay, that's. I'm going to call you Polly.
Okay,
Polly, can you conference in Edgar? Can you call him? We just need his okay on this.
He doesn't have his phone out there. There's no reception. We're up in the hills.
I know how that is.
You bet.
Yep. No service.
But
no
how service. Do we know that Edgar would approve of this?
Edgar would approve. This
Edgar's out hunting.
Well, I wish we could take your word for it. I really do. I don't make the rules, t-shirt. Polly.
Edgar's out hunting, bringing home game for Polly.
Where are you getting your information from, Ken?
From Polly?
That's right.
Why do you doubt Polly?
Because she might be in this
left.
Just
Let's
for the T-shirt.
On, huh?
Well, you
I
could,
think we need to verify.
You
this
could something. Win a T-shirt too, Andy. It's not just Polly who's up to win a T-shirt.
That's right.
You stand.
Polly, we need a photo of you and Edgar. We just need that uploaded or sent to Ken.
Oh God!
From your phone. Right from your
no,
phone.
No, that's not gonna
send it to Ken.
I can't manage that much internet. Andy.
Yeah, Andy, we have 4 minutes.
I rely on Edgar to do my internet for me.
All right, this all rings true. All right, let's go. We'll roll. Here we go.
Oh my God! Is Scarlett Johansson not in The Horse Whisperer? Jesus!
That's it. Goodbye.
No, wait.
Goodbye.
Oh no, she was. She was.
This
in it.
This is a sham.
We never said she was the star. She was just in it. It was like her first role.
Okay.
There you go.
Dear
Polly.
God.
Okay, Polly, you get to pick the first category.
Dear God, we have to worry whether your answers are true.
I picked male pattern baldness.
Okay. Male pattern baldness, since we're out of time, so we're going to go with another true-false question. So you have to answer quick. True or false, you are born with all the hair follicles that you will ever have.
Buzz.
Go ahead, Polly.
True.
Yes, true.
That can't be
Polly,
true.
True.
That can't be
you
true.
You cannot make a new follicle.
You cannot make a new follicle. I actually have.
No, you cannot.
I have a couple of new follicles.
Okay, Andy, go ahead. Your choice.
Wait a minute. Kids don't have beards and mustaches. Where did that come from?
They were there.
Well, the follicles are there.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they are. The follicles are there just waiting to come out.
I'm invoking the Selma Hayek rule. I demand verification.
I've seen
hey,
this on.
Did Andy just say Selma Hayek rules?
Yeah, the
woman?
Selma Hayek rule.
What?
because he was wrong earlier.
He's invoking the Selma Hayek rule because.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's ask one. Okay.
Go ahead. Your category. We're almost out of time.
Pretty hats, I guess.
Okay,
I
pretty hats. Which actress wore a Halston bunny ear headdress to Truman Capote's black and white ball in 1966?
And Buzz, okay. Audrey Hepburn.
Nope. Polly, would you like to take a guess?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. All right, so no point
Wait,
there.
Wait, no, I should get that point.
No.
No, you shouldn't.
No, because Polly had no idea, but I had an idea.
Andy.
Yes,
gonna
I
come
had an idea.
You.
It was wrong, but I believe I aced her. I had an idea.
Okay, here's the. This is Polly has won, so we do have to do, and that one was a draw. So here's the tiebreaker. Which amendment in the United States gives women the right to vote?
Whoa.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
14.
Nope.
16.
Nope.
17.
Would you like to take a few guesses, Polly?
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done guessing. 21st.
Go ahead, Polly. Take a couple of guesses.
22nd.
Buzz,
25th.
Nope.
Buzz, 18th.
Nope.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
20.
Nope.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
28.
Nope.
Buzz.
Go ahead, Andy. What's your guess?
Okay, I'd like to guess now, Ken.
Go ahead.
Is it 16?
No. Polly, would you like to guess?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
How about 11?
Nope.
11, that's nuts. That is crazy talk.
It was the 19th.
Oh, wait, I didn't say 19.
You didn't say 19. Thanks, Polly. We got to go. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. online at WFMU.
One request, it's not too much to ask. Please do not archive this show.
Oh, it's archived. It's archived. You'll never work again, Andy.
I don't believe I will.
Stay tuned for weekly.
And I'm going to hell. Maybe I'll find work.
And you're going to be here live in the studio next week. Can't wait.
Well, that's what I meant when I said I'm going to hell.
Yeah. We'll see you here in hell next week.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash coming right up right now.
And Ken.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
can you catch? Will you hold the ball when you step to the plate? Will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can